Saturday, beloved listeners. This is your host, Ken Lesser, for another hour of Advanced Living. And yes, once again, a wonderful, wonderful guest that I'll be introducing shortly. And as we get started, I want to remind everybody that we proceed under the grace and love and kindness of our Heavenly Father, Creator of all it is. And I put forth a prayer in support of you. Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. And week by week, as you tune in and you bring more friends into here, you keep discovering many, many special ways that help make your life work better. And we'll continue with that. And, of course, the goal of, for busy people, and so many of us are, is to make it so that when you get a benefit, you look back and you go,
that was easy.
Yes, it's easy when you do the right things and when you get the best advice in the world. And, you know, I have a saying that the quality of a person's life is dependent on the quality of their coaches and teachers. Guess what we have in store for us today? A very, very special young woman who is launching a magnificent career. How often have you thought that you have goals, you have dreams, and you move ahead, or sometimes you feel stuck, and yet you know somewhere within you that with a little support, you could really accomplish so much more, and in some instances, reach goals that you were close to but never reached, and your life was working pretty good, and it's going to be great. In other instances, what about the times where we might be just struggling? And, oh, that's not fun at all. So there's a whole range of ways that good coaching can come together. And our guest today, Jenny Wells, she was born and raised as a seventh-generation native to Southern California. Now, that's rare in and of itself. And Jenny has such a passion for connecting with and supporting others. This passion is, of course, spiritually motivated, and it comes from a Christian foundation that she feels marries beautifully with the principles of the type of coaching she does, which is ontological coaching, which we're going to have to find out what that is. And she believes the essence of who people are is directly linked to the wonderful gifts that people are born with. Jenny has always delighted in introducing people to the essence of who they truly are, and she finds complete joy in supporting them and seeing themselves as a positive light and ultimately supporting them in a self-discovery process that just beautifully facilitates people to accomplish their goals and dreams. And it is this passion that has inspired and led Jenny into the field of life coaching. With the tools learned through her training with accomplishment coaching and her extensive life experiences, she has a unique and wonderful gift to offer. She's got a strong background in business management and accounting. And Jenny has done a lot of work prior to an accounting position that she's had for years. She spent over 11 years' experience in the electrical construction industries, and her accomplishments in addition to that include public speaking, working for nonprofit organizations, working with politicians, education programs, and with the public in general. She served as a board member for the Workforce 2000 Career Fair organization, educating young women in non-traditional career paths. That's important. And her extensive business experience is key to applying this life coaching to an individual. Also, she works with teams. There can be a team of people. It could be a family. It could be a team in a business organization. That's something interesting. We'll see how many ways Jenny can apply this. And she just has such a gift of this wisdom and power and leadership and love to support her clients. And I can tell you that I've had a chance to interact with Jenny for a number of occasions and am so excited to have her on the show and to share more with you. Jenny, are you there, ready to go?
I am.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's a beautiful introduction.
Well, it's a pleasure. You've earned it by who you are and the way you've put your life together. I mean, not only are you doing all of these things, you've been managing your life beautifully as a single mom with raising two beautiful children who I've had an experience to meet, and they are not only well-behaved, they are also a positive contribution to the community in which they participate. I mean, you are absolutely demonstrating that with good coaching, which you have given yourself and you've received for yourself, that you can make a life work under adversity and to just have wonderful things. And now here you are sharing gifts with myself and with others. This is a privilege. But Jenny, I want to ask you,
mm-hmm.
we mentioned this term ontological coaching.
Right.
Would you help describe that a little bit more for our listeners, please?
I would be happy to. Ontology is actually the study of being. In being, we're talking about being in relationship to yourself or to others around you, whether that's being in relationship to friends, family, to coworkers, et cetera. So when you incorporate being into life coaching, you're basically coaching people on who they're being, not just about facilitative work.
Okay, so it's not just about what they're doing.
Right.
But it's who they are being.
Absolutely.
And I guess the being precedes the doing. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to think of a really great way to give an example of it, but ultimately, if you're going into, for instance, going into a job interview, if you're going into a job interview coming from a place of fear and worry and concern that you're not going to get the job, chances are pretty good you're not going to get the job. If you're going into a job interview coming from a place of love and being a person of confidence, knowing what you're capable of, and looking at the interview as a platform for you to interview them and see, are they the right person for me instead of the other way around, you come across as a lot more confident and you're a lot more likely to get that position or to at least have a better foot forward in that position.
Okay, so there's things that you help with to make sure that people have an attitude that supports their intention.
Absolutely.
And then if I heard correctly, in addition to having the right attitude, that you want to put even before attitude, a foundational piece of which is the core essence of who they really are as a person.
Yeah, exactly. And the essence is really what we're after. I work a lot with people discovering the differences of essence versus survival mechanism and where a person's coming from in any situation. Fundamentally speaking, people grow up are born into this world from their essence. You know, God puts us in this world as these perfect little innocent babies, full of nothing but essence, of possibility, of the whole world, you know, before us. And yet somewhere in our childhoods and throughout our adolescence, we start to learn that the world is a scary place to be. And we learn what we call survival mechanisms or defense mechanisms, depending on what circles you speak to.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have learned in the field of ontological life coaching is that those survival mechanisms that were once protecting us as children actually become a hindrance to us as adults. They might still protect us in certain situations, but they also create blocks for us as adults. They create a space that stops us from actually achieving our goals. And at that point, what I do is when I work with people is to have them rediscover the essence of who they were when they came into this world, the essence of who they are, and to learn to approach those situations that they are currently blocked in from that essence as opposed to from survival mechanisms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we come in with this, to me, I like to call it this divine beauty. Reference, there's a portion of the Bible that says that we were created in the image and likeness of the divine itself.
Absolutely.
Which, now that I think about it, that's a pretty good endorsement, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So you've picked that whoever you work with, you're working with someone pretty special.
I would assert that every single human being has that everybody has that perfection within them. It's unlearned in our growing up and in our surroundings and in the lessons that we learned. It's, I've heard people say things like, oh, you know, look at this little baby and look how innocent they are. And, you know, they just don't know anything yet. And their little souls are closer to God than any adult could be because, you know, they aren't capable of knowing what evil is just yet. Have you heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when children start to grow up, they literally learn the evils of the world.
Mm.
And like I was mentioning earlier, that's a scary place to be when all you want to do is love everybody and be loved by everybody.
Sure.
So,
yeah, that would be a challenge, and the scripture has said that really to be the greatest success and to come to the glory of our Creator, you won't enter the kingdom unless you become as the child.
Exactly.
And so here, if I'm hearing you correctly, the essence of who we are as that divine child is still there lurking within us.
Precisely.
So we have this latent goodness that to some extent may have been covered over with this survival training that we experienced adapting to life on planet Earth.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You got it.
that's a great explanation. You really make it clear to understand what you're doing. And ontological coaching, I guess there's different kinds of coaching.
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of coaching that is being based, but generally speaking, a lot of people that do life coaching do a facilitative style of life coaching. They do a lot of tools and distinctions, generally speaking. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. So this being-based type of coaching that I do is not used by everybody, and it's not for everybody. You know, different people like different things. If all you're looking for are some tools and distinctions that you can read and look at paperwork or read a book, that's great. That's for you. So be it. If that's what helps you and that's what motivates you and moves you, that's wonderful. But if you're the type of person that's looking to really transform yourself from the inside out and start being the essence of who you are, you're going to be looking more for an ontological style of life coaching.
Okay, to put that foundation in place. Mm-hmm. I don't know about many of my listeners, but I know for me, I've taken many trainings and learned many skills and tools,
mm-hmm.
and yet some of the time that I was applying those, I was applying them on a weak foundation of an image of myself that had been tarnished through a number of life experiences that were unresolved.
Right.
And even though I had value and had found things of goodness to share with people, the way I was showing up wasn't really very effective because I didn't have that platform of self-confidence and,
right.
and self-image.
Right.
Now,
in ontological mm-hmm. life coaching and in a being-based type of life coaching, you're learning to come into those types of situations from a place of, simply put, love and being, of knowing that it's okay if I mess up. It's okay if I don't speak accurately and precisely. It's okay if I look silly. I'm a human being. I'm going to make mistakes, and it's all perfect.
Ah, so there's a lot of acceptance and compassion and forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And then from that place, from your experience, what with those foundations, what happens to the success rate for people as they want to move ahead on their specific goals or outcomes?
Well, here's the beauty of it. If you get to a place through coaching or otherwise where you are in standing for what I just said, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be a human being. When you're coming from that place of love and acceptance of yourself, when you make those mistakes, you don't take those mistakes and start beating yourself up for them. You learn from them and you grow from them and you keep moving forward. It's always a forward motion in life, whereas people who are stuck in their survival mechanism, who are stuck in not just being with the situation, and are coming from a place of fear, are going to beat themselves, oh, I said that wrong, I did that wrong, and what was I thinking? And they aren't really learning what there was to learn in that moment. They're missing out on being in that moment.
And from that place of being, there is that acceptance and compassion for oneself that just says, you're here having this life experience, that you're here in the school of life to learn, and mistakes are a natural part of it.
Absolutely.
So go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you don't, when will you?
Right. And of
if
course.
If not you, who?
Yeah. you who?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
If not you, who's going to do it?
That's right.
And if not now, when will it?
Yeah, well, for many of us, sometimes the pain has to get pretty bad for us to be so uncomfortable with the way things are at that we want to change. And folks, some of you out there may be in that kind of place where it's just a lot of pain. And to know that from that place, one, that through ontological coaching with Jenny, if I'm understanding correctly, one, there's no judgment, no criticism at all of who you are or what you're doing. Is that right?
Absolutely none. I actually have a couple of clients that don't have any spiritual basis in their life whatsoever. They are agnostic or atheist. I'm not sure which term they choose to label themselves as. That doesn't mean that they don't have a spiritual part of their being. I just have to, as a coach, support them and coach them in a non-judgmental way so that they are succeeding in their lives the way they choose to. Mm-hmm. And they are.
Ah, so can you give me an example, without naming names, an example or two of some of the things that you've seen as benefits from coaching?
For those particular people, you mean?
Well, or folks that you'd like to share about.
Certainly. I have a client right now who I've been coaching for a little over a year now. And when we first started coaching, she was the kind of person who would, I guess you would call her a perfectionist. That would be a label that most people would use for her. And fundamentally, that would be one of her survival mechanisms. She had this story about herself that she always had to do everything just right, or it made her look dumb, or people wouldn't like her. And she's one of the people that I mentioned earlier that does not have a spiritual background. Within the last year, she's grown to a point now where she's able to look back at situations when they arise where she makes mistakes and is able to laugh at them and learn from them and grow from them in profound ways that she never would have imagined having happen. It's just beautiful to watch her now. I was talking to so-and-so, and this came out of my mouth, and I couldn't believe I said it, and I felt like such an idiot in that moment. But 30 seconds later, I realized, you know, it's okay. This person still loves me, and I acknowledged and let her know that, you know, I didn't mean to say it that way. This is what I really meant, and laughed at it. It was great.
Oh, boy. Now, that's a great piece of progress.
It was fun, yeah.
And
she's an entrepreneur, and she's running 5 businesses from her home at one time.
5 businesses?
Yeah. She was, when I first started coaching with her, she was running 2, and now she's got 5 of them going. And doing very well.
Oh, wow. Now, talk about
a
huge progress in a year. I mean, for me, for a lot of us out there, we'd be thrilled just to do better at what we're already doing.
Yeah.
Let alone to go from 2 business ventures to managing 5 of them.
Yeah.
Now, that's a profound improvement.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by her all the time.
Wow. And so, I guess when I'm thinking about this on some of this life coaching, now, is the kind of coaching you do, is that different if someone was having some mental or emotional stuff? Is it different from going to a psychologist or a therapist?
Absolutely. There is some crossover in psychology or psychiatry and going to a therapist. You know, all of those fields do deal with, when you're working with a client, you're still going to be dealing with past issues and how they're affecting your current life. However, in psychology or in a therapist's office, you know, they're doctors and physicians, and they're going to be working on more intense problems, rape victims, victims of abuse, drug addicts, alcoholics, etc. Really big problems like that people in those fields would be focused on are not something that we would do in life coaching. A life coach is not supposed to be life coaching somebody who is currently using drugs, currently addicted to any substances that they are using. They have to be clean and sober for 6 months or more before they can be a candidate for life coaching. It's very important that people understand that. And I make that very clear with potential clients before coaching them.
Okay.
So although there is a certain amount of crossover in the styles and the methods used as far as psychology goes, because a lot of the theories come from a psychology background, life coaching tends to be more focused on the present and the future in planning and achieving future goals, whereas psychologists and therapists are, generally speaking, tending to work on past issues and get over those issues and get past those issues and get to the present so that they can just start living their life and not be all wrapped up and completely hooked on that past issue from, you know, however far back it goes.
Yeah, and boy, the stories of people spending 5, 10, 20 years in therapy.
Yeah.
And to me, boy, with some of the modern techniques, I would certainly recommend people look into some of the newer methods of resolving past stuff that may be getting in their way.
Yeah.
Traumas, different issues, and then as they get things more in order so that they feel like they've got some of those things stabilized, then turning to someone like yourself as a life coach.
Yeah, I actually do have one client right now who's doing both. She's got a therapist that she's seeing for some family issues that are going on.
Okay.
And she works with her specifically on those situations, and then she works with me coaching on her project areas and future planning just for herself.
Oh, good. Okay.
So both can be done at the same time.
All right. So a person doesn't have to have their act together before they come to you.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. And so you can work in conjunction with people that are getting other support mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
and you're there helping them to set and achieve goals
mm-hmm.
from the foundation of reminding them and helping them to live more and more connected to this wonderful, beautiful person that is at the core essence of their being.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, wow. So there's an advantage. To me, that's a very, very strong place because it's reminiscent of the, I don't know if you've heard the story of Gulliver's Travels.
And, I vaguely remember it as a child.
And Gulliver in one land, he was in the land of the giants, and everything was, seemed so overwhelming to him, and he seemed so small and tiny. And then he gets into the land of the Lilliputians, where they're little tiny creatures, and he's big and powerful. Well, one of the things that people in overwhelm, oftentimes the problems seem to be blown out of proportion to where there's so many things and they seem gigantic to them. And, and yet here's Gulliver with what I would call some good coaching. Ontologically, if you were to help Gulliver to come from a place of the true power and essence, then you could help him turn those giant perceptions of problems into the Lilliputians and put him in a perspective where he's able to then stand strong in the truth of who he really is.
Absolutely.
And then move ahead. Does that make any sense?
It does, and that's a fundamental piece of what we do in life coaching, is taking big, huge goals that do overwhelm people. They get, somebody might want to start a business, and to them, starting a business might seem like a huge undertaking. Somebody else might say, I want to be married in the next 2 years, but they're not even dating anybody yet. That might put somebody in overwhelm easily. So what we do in life coaching is we say, okay, what do you want and by when do you want it, and make sure it's something that's actually achievable. And getting married in 2 years is achievable. Starting a business within a year is achievable. So we figure out what by when is, and we start backtracking, doing what we call a reverse timeline and chunking it into smaller pieces. What needs to be done at the halfway mark and what needs to be done between now and that halfway mark, and make those pieces into smaller pieces, so that all of a sudden you're looking at, well, in 4 weeks from now, sure, I can call this many people and discover this information. That doesn't seem so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you chunk it down into smaller pieces like that, it doesn't look like such a big and scary thing anymore. Those giants become little tiny people too.
Yeah, okay, so if I understand, they built the Great Wall of China one brick at a time.
Exactly.
Oh.
You've got it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we can have a high goal or a high ambition, and yet...
Certainly.
With the right perspective, we can see that there's a number of little steps that will get to that huge success that we want, whether it's in our personal life and sports and business, you name it.
You name it.
Okay.
You've got it.
So this would work for most anything. Now, I've taken a look on your website, and I want to give my listeners a chance to check that out.
Okay.
And that is www.abeautifullifecoaching.com.
Correct.
abeautifullifecoaching.com. All small letters, no spaces.
Right.
And then they get to go on that website and take a look and learn more about you and your work. And I'm afraid, beloved listeners, you better prepare yourself. You're going to have to look at a very happy, smiling face, because Jenny's put a couple of her pictures up there, and they absolutely do justice to the warmth and the caring and the sincere desire that she has to be there in support of you. And don't be surprised if when you see her picture and you look at her website, it's just going to brighten you up in excited anticipation of having something good happen, because when you have someone that's sincere and skilled helping you, isn't that really put the odds in your favor? Jenny, is it okay for them to also get in touch with you by phone?
Yes, I do have a phone number they can call. It's area code 619-850-1686.
And what was that again?
Area code
619-850-1686. Okay, 619-850-1686.
Correct.
And then for email, they go on to the web at abeautifullifecoaching.com, and there's a link there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's tremendous. Now, someone that's curious, if they're not quite sure from what we've been discussing, might they be a candidate, might not,
mm-hmm.
what other ways can we help them to get started?
Well, when they go to my website, I do offer complimentary sessions so they can see if it is for them or not. There's also there's tons of information on the web. If you just do a Google for life coaching, there's probably tons of places that you can go. There's a myriad of styles of life coaching. I would guess, I believe it's around 160 different programs in the United States alone that train people to become a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are two-hour seminars, and you can call yourself a life coach. I don't know if I would hire somebody like that, but it's out there.
Now, what was the extent of your training, Jenny?
I actually went through a one-year training program here in San Diego. It's called Accomplishment Coaching. And they have locations in San Diego, San Jose, Seattle, New York, and I believe they're starting another one in Chicago, I believe, this coming year. I believe they have their own website as well. I'm not really here to promote them, but if people are interested, by all means, they should check it out. It is called Accomplishment Coaching, so I think you can just Google that and it should pop up. They have a wonderful one-year, very vigorous training program. It requires that you go to their training facility one weekend, once a month, for 12 months straight. You attend basically the training sessions on the full day, Saturday and Sunday, 8 hours each day for the whole year. They provide intensive coaching and on-site training during those weekends. You're training and coaching with each other, with the whole group as a whole, and they also provide a coach for you during that whole year, so you're getting coaching from somebody who does sessions with you once a week for the entire year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot to it, and you get weekly practice areas from your own coach, your own personal coach, as well as monthly practice areas that you work with your team, the team that you're training with by the Accomplishment Coaching team. They assign monthly practice areas as well. So it's a very intensive program, and when you're done, you are a certified professional coach.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. And so tell me, what do you get out of life coaching?
Of being a coach?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I've been coaching my whole life and just didn't know what it was called. I think I can remember as far back as childhood in being interested in other people and other people's lives, and just loving letting those people know how much better they are than they see themselves. Fundamentally reflecting back to them the essence of who they were. And again, as a child, I certainly didn't know what that meant, but that's what I was doing. You know, I would make friends with the one person at school that nobody wanted to hang around with because they weren't as attractive as the rest of the kids, and I just wanted to know the core of that person. I would be friends with them and find out more about them, and, you know, it would turn out that they just had a low self-esteem, and I would, you know, say encouraging things like little kids, oh, you're not ugly, and you're not fat, and you're not this, and you're wonderful, you're fun, and you're smart, and look at all the things you can do. You know, those are the things that would come out of my mouth as a child. You know, and as an adult, I can, of course, expound on that a lot more effectively.
Yeah.
But I was doing that all along, and when a friend of mine introduced me to life coaching, it just seemed like a very natural fit for me. To be reflecting the essence of people for a living. I thought, heck, I'm doing this anyways. I share this everywhere I go. It doesn't matter if I'm getting paid for it or not. It's something I love doing. And having that person recognize that, yeah, she's right, and coming back and saying, you know, thank you so much for helping me to see this about myself, because now this is going on in my life, and this has changed, and all these improvements are happening just because you were willing to be my cheerleader and to stand up for me. That right there is just the biggest payoff possible as a coach and even as a friend to the people that I do this for freely. So.
So you basically operated in the way that is to me the roots of the heritage of our country. People there doing what they could to help each other out, just for the sake of giving and knowing that in the giving that they'll be receiving, and that's been the core essence of your life. I know from interacting some with your children that they are shining examples of people that feel good about themselves and are willing to take on challenges and responsibilities to essentially explore experiences in life.
Yes, they do. Amazingly enough.
Yeah. And I mean that kind of attitude, because all of us are faced with different challenges or desire to expand into new areas, to take on something that we may not have done, it could be in sports, it could be in our career, it could be in relationships. There's so many areas.
Absolutely.
And to come from that wonderful place of just it's fine to learn, it's fine to make mistakes, and to have that inspired curiosity.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think that they have to be doing something big to have life coaching be effective in their lives, and they don't. It could be, a student who's just trying to make more out of their education, a housewife who wants to make more out of her marriage and being a mother to her kids. It doesn't matter what it is you're after. If any kind of self-improvement or self-exploration, life coaching is perfect for you.
Ah, now, if you were in the place of some of my listeners out there, people that are going to be hearing about this or going to visit your website at www.abeautifullifecoaching.com, what kinds of things might a person be thinking about in their life where things seem to be working okay, but maybe not great, where they might begin to think about getting some support from a coach?
What kinds of things would they? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kind of attempting for a moment. Some of our listeners want to call in and ask some specific questions. Of course, that's possible. But I mean, for instance, a student. Doesn't
more
need
examples like that?
Yeah, or like you say, there's a in a family setting.
Right. I currently have a client who's a housewife with several children. Her husband works. She's a stay-at-home mom and does homeschooling with her children, and she's taken on life coaching just because she wants to feel better about herself. Her self-esteem is kind of low. She wants to lose weight, and she wants to be a happier mom and happier wife. She just wants more joy in her life. Not real complicated to some people, but to others that can become a real barrier for people. And so that's why she's taken that on. There are others who are looking to become entrepreneurs, to change their careers. Maybe they're looking to climb the ladder of a corporation they're currently working for and just getting stuck at the same level no matter where they go to work at. They find that glass ceiling and just sit there.
Oh.
Something's
like
stopping
what,
them from breaking.
Like if they're feeling stuck in their career?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that would be a time to take a look at some coaching?
Certainly. As long as the person is open to the coaching and willing to take the coaching, they're perfect for coaching.
Okay.
You certainly don't want to go into coaching with an attitude of, this isn't going to work, and I'm not going to do what my coach tells me to do when they give me practice areas. because you're going to be paying somebody to help you achieve a goal that you're not willing to fight for, and it's sort of pointless at that point.
Okay, and so someone would get both to me, what I think of as a more comprehensive approach. One, to help make sure that there's a good self-image, a good attitude about oneself in place, and the attitude about life and what they're doing, so that they can approach their goals from a place of more balance and strength. And then secondarily, are you also there helping them to clarify the steps that are going to be needed to actually achieve it?
Yeah, actually in coaching the client themselves, they are, a coach actually asks them powerful questions so that they are able to create those steps themselves. Because it would be very easy for a person to simply give somebody answers. What we want to achieve in any kind of life coaching is to have a client, a person that we're connecting with, learn to think for themselves, learn to expand what they thought was possible. So, for instance, if you think about like a balloon, you know, when you first get a balloon and it's not blown up yet, it's kind of tight and small.
Uh-huh.
And then when you start blowing up the balloon, it starts to stretch and expand, right?
Yes.
Now, if you let the air out of it, it never quite goes down all the way, right?
Right.
It's still stretched more than it was when you first started to blow into the balloon.
Yes.
So in life coaching, what we're going to be doing when I work with my clients is to expand how much they feel they can accomplish and expand their ideas about how to go about accomplishing those goals. And it's done in such a way that even if they were to stop coaching, they'll never quite go back to that small little balloon again. They'll never quite be back there because they've learned to think in new ways through those powerful questions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So a person in the coaching, it's not just turning to someone that can give them good advice.
Right.
But it's someone that's helping them to connect to their own inner resources and their inner wisdom to be able to then inspire themselves.
Yes.
In
yes.
addition to the coach. So it's that you're not so the goal of your ontological coaching isn't to create a dependency of a person that has to turn to you for the rest of their lives.
You got it. Precisely. It's life-altering changes that we're looking for. We're looking to change the path and the way that we were once thinking, to get out of that rut, out of that cycle, whatever you want to label it as, to step away from what we've been doing over and over that clearly is not working and learn a new way of being. And so, like you said, you don't want to have to depend on having a life coach for the rest of your life, although some people are so excited about it that they just keep hiring the coach and keep going and going, and that's great, and they just create new goals for that coach to work with them on and keep achieving and growing and growing. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's other people who just want to get past something that they just keep getting stuck on, and once they get past it, they're okay, and they decide not to coach anymore because they've learned how to undo that cycle.
Ah,
different
okay.
for everybody.
Wow. So, well, this is great. Well, I'm wondering, as a person is perhaps getting more intrigued about imagining themselves having some support from a caring individual, is there any particular process that, if they went onto your website, is there a way they can do some assessment to find out if you might be the coach that would be right for them?
If you're asking if there's like a list of questions to assess that, I don't have something like that. I would just encourage anybody who's interested to just drop me an email. I can do a complimentary session with them. If they don't think that I'm the right coach for them, I definitely have resources to connect them with dozens of other coaches that are
okay.
Just as qualified, if not more qualified than me in certain areas, and depending on their circumstances.
Well, so that's wow. So what's there to
large
lose?
Variety.
You're offering from your place of expertise a complimentary visit to do an assessment,
mm-hmm.
Force a candidate for coaching and help them to determine both for themselves and I guess for you, because it has to be mutually agreed. You,
absolutely.
Someone may want you as a coach, but you may think someone could be better for them. Or,
Yeah, if they think that I would be a powerful coach for them and we have a great conversation and the coaching seems to go well and they're open to it and they want to hire me, of course it would work out beautifully. And there might be some people that we might sit down and have a complimentary conversation and they think coaching is great for them, but I might not be quite with the right person for them. There might be a personality conflict. I don't know. You know, there's an infinite number of possibilities there. And I can introduce them to other people that they might feel a little more comfortable with.
Hmm. Ah, good. Okay. And then what else would you share? So a person can do a complimentary session and have a good conversation with you.
Yeah, there's actually two different complimentary sessions that I do. One's just a regular coaching session. Can last up to about an hour and a half long. The other that I do is actually a two-hour conversation called an essence conversation. It's actually a scripted conversation that's specifically designed to discover the essence of who you are. Also a very powerful tool.
Wow, and this is offered at this time on a complimentary basis?
Absolutely.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen out there. it's not Christmas yet, but what I've just heard and from what I know of interacting with Jenny and both her personality and warmth and devotion to what she's doing, as well as skill level as a successful career woman and a successful mom raising children, get your pen and paper, write down 619-850-1686. Did I get that right, Jenny?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So when you call 619-850-1686, you have literally an exquisite opportunity to discover the value of coaching in two complimentary sessions, and then to be able from that place. Well, tell me, Jenny, I bet some people that just get those complimentary sessions get a lot of value out of that.
Absolutely. Every person that I've had an essence conversation with has hired me as a coach.
Wow.
It's just that powerful. It's amazing. It's actually what brought me to coaching. I went to a complimentary essence conversation, and I didn't even get halfway through it, and I was ready to sign up. It's like, sign me up. It's just extraordinary, the questions that are brought up and the information that's brought up, and it just really has you in a very safe environment where you can just be able to express what's really deep down in your heart and to really discover what's stopping you and what's possible in your life that you didn't realize was possible before. Because of some story that you learned in your childhood that made it seem impossible.
Okay. Or current story that's coming out as an adult. Too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny.
Not smart enough. Don't know enough. Don't have a degree. Don't live in the right city. I don't have a house. I don't own my car. I have too many bills. There's a myriad of not enough of or not the right time or, you know, who knows what. It's amazing the stories that people have that are based on things they learned in their childhood that stop them from even attempting to go after their goals.
Wow.
And they're just stories.
And I'm just kind of curious because I'm thinking, is it possible that people could show up and they've got a presenting circumstance,
mm-hmm.
Based on a definition of who they are and based on who they think they are, that's how they would determine the story of how they describe their life circumstance. And if I'm understanding, is it possible without making a single change to connect with someone like yourself and then to discover that there is actually another way to look at the current circumstance that is more powerful and more resourceful?
I think it depends on who they come in contact with and what their mindset is. I suppose anything's possible. I would imagine that someone had to start this somewhere, you know, in a discovery process of themselves. And
I've talked with you, one of the things that I want my listeners to notice is that just in talking to Jenny myself, and looking at stories, that without making any changes, when she looks through her eyes of compassion and love and sees this beautiful individual, then all of a sudden the story of what's currently going on, while it may be the same set of circumstances, it's not the same person that's having that experience when you look at them through your eyes, Jenny. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. Like, here's a good example. I'll use myself here and just put myself out and be vulnerable. As a kid, I learned that I wasn't lovable. I learned that because my sister was riding on the back of a bike with my stepbrother. They took off. It was my bike. They were taking it from me and teasing me, and she got hurt in the process. And immediately the entire family took her to the hospital to get stitches in her foot and left me behind with neighbors that I hardly knew. So my story was that they loved her more no matter how rotten she was, and I was unlovable.
From a place of what you know from your coaching, you could tell a different story, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And now I just know, I've learned through coaching as an adult, that that was the story that I made up about myself based on events that happened. What did happen was my sister hurt herself severely, in playing a prank on me, and that my parents were very concerned about her, and they were concerned about me being in the hospital with them for who knows how many hours, and their concern was for both of us. I now understand that as an adult.
Sure, and if they had been more skilled, they may have been able to communicate that to
right.
you. Of course, they were in the midst of an emergency.
Exactly.
and so, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the ironic part of that is that story carried on with me, throughout most of my life, that I'm an unlovable person, and created a lot of that glass ceiling for me in relationships with men and in friendships as well. I had very few friends at a time because I had it that since I wasn't lovable, I can't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So now as an adult, I've let go of that and got coaching on it and learned that was just my story, and now that's no longer my story. Now I'm very clear that I'm very lovable. I have tons of friends. And love is endless and possibility everywhere for me now.
Mm.
It's just abundant. It's everywhere I look.
It shows the look on your face when when you folks are ready for a treat, and you've heard the voice. Go and take a look on the internet at www.abeautifullifecoaching.com. I know that's a lot of words, but of course when you discover Jenny, you'll realize that you get a lot with Jenny, too. And so, I want to also encourage you that phone number, 619-850-1686, is an opportunity to take advantage of complimentary sample sessions to help you to really clarify some things in your life, even if you didn't decide to go ahead and get some coaching in your life, or if the coaching was only for a brief period. Have an experience with someone that I know firsthand is skilled as well as loving and caring at the core essence of her being. Jenny, I want to thank you. I have high standards here at Advanced Living to bring forth things that I feel in my heart and I know that are of value to people, and I am just thrilled and honored to have had you as a guest here today.
Thank you very much.
Little wrap-up things that you'd like to encourage people with as we get ready to close for this hour?
I'm sorry, ask that again.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to wrap up with any you know, goodbyes or thank yous or any encouragement?
I'm really excited that you had me on. I've never done this before, so it was very fun. And thank you so much for inviting me. And I would just encourage anybody who even has an inkling that they might want to do this. Complimentary sessions means free, no money, just takes a little bit of time. And I'm not a high-pressure sales kind of person. Otherwise, I'd be in sales, not coaching. My life is about supporting other people, and that's all I'm interested in. So if you think it would benefit you in any way, shape, or form, I just would encourage you to call or check out the website.
Well said, Jenny. And my beloved listeners, each week, Saturday, 4 p.m., time after time, we'll keep bringing you more and more value, beautiful things. And, of course, be sure to go take a look at the archives if you've missed a show. There's different shows as you go to bbsradio.com for the advanced living section of that radio program that you can look at our archives, and you'll be able to hear Jenny's show before too long and refer your friends to that in case they missed it. In the meantime, I want to thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Put forth a blessing to our Creator for giving us this time, and to you, my beloved listeners, that your lives be a shining reflection of the divine goodness that's within you, and that you know that there is the caring hearts out in the world to be of support to you, and the methods and the tools to make a big difference in your life. I really want to thank you for being a beloved listener and wish you a wonderful week. Until we meet again, I send you my love and look forward to reconnecting with you next Saturday, 4 p.m., for more advanced living. Goodbye for now.
Let go and let God, let myself do.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.